This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. One common feature for comedy shows is the performer trifecta: the host, the feature, and the headliner. Stand-up comedians can be solitary creatures. Even within the performer trifecta, they may not speak to each other or even make eye contact. Two Wilmington-based comedians, Jamie Stone and Timmy Sherrill, joined me in the studio. I tried to unravel the inner workings of the comedian species without much success, but with some interesting insights gleaned. First, what kind of comedians are there? Here's Timmy Sherrill.
Like, you have a clean comic, you know, an edgy comic, self-deprecation. There's a saying in when you're doing comedy that, someone found their voice. And I think when you find your voice, for me anyway, was when I stopped trying to fit those different styles of comedy and then just was myself. Very, very few people can straddle. Like, you see those comics who have like a lot of energy, like a Steve Martin. I've tried to do that and I can't do that. My natural, this is as fast as Timmy gets right here.
If you tried to watch one comic do the material of somebody with a completely different voice, they would just fail miserably in some circumstances. I mean, like, if I tried to do Timmy's act and he tried to do mine, everybody would be like, what the hell is going on? I am not laid back at all. He is way more super laid back than I am. And I've seen other comics go, oh, man, that guy's got a great joke. He's not going anywhere. I'm going to take that. And then it just bombs. There's so many different ways to express yourself and to find a voice on it that when you finally find it and you start writing material that is so specific and so personal to the way that you deliver and the way that you live your life, you almost become, inimitable.
It turns out location can have a big impact on comedians. According to Jamie and Timmy, Wilmington is a rather idyllic habitat.
We have a really nice comedy scene here in Wilmington. It's great. And you get buddy-buddy with everybody, and then you go to another comedy scene, and you forget that it's not going to be the same when you get there. So you're thinking that the headliner is going to talk to you, or the host is going to be like, yeah, come on and hang out with us. And they really, they've got their clique. It's like high school cliques in a way. It's like,
Wilmington is kind of an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
We share each other events. We encourage each other to work and to get better. And I've been to cities where, man, it's just like you step into another club outside of your normal home base and they'll ban you.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? In the larger markets where you have more than one club, they say, if you work that club, I'm not going to book you at this club. Comics are forced to choose which club is going to get them farther, to their next level. It's just out there like that.
Yeah, it doesn't pay. It doesn't pay to have that kind of attitude here. It really doesn't.
It's such a finicky business, even from night to night. Like, I don't think you can get too comfortable in the entertainment business. There's no rhyme or reason mm-hmm. why someone's successful one day and then the world dislikes them the next day. So I think it's more just having a passion for something, and that's where you should be satisfied if you get to do it, even if it's for nothing.
That was Timmy Sherrill and Jamie Stone. These two comedians can be seen in their natural habitat, so to speak, along with another of their kind, Drew Harrison, on Wednesday night in the Comedy and Hell show at Hell's Kitchen. Find details at whqr.org.